So, on the line right now, somebody who probably shares my frustration at going by train. Honestly, this year under Southwestern Railways, it has been a disaster. Absolute disaster for me. One thing after the other. I hate them. I hate them for taking our money. I hate them for not delivering a service. Anyway, on the line right now, Bruce Williamson of the Rail Future. It's a kind of UK advocacy group. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Kelvin.
So, am I being unkind, or is travelling by train right now on the suburban routes a nightmare?
Well, it certainly has been for many on Northern and go via Thames Link, and obviously it's terrible. But I think overall, our trains are sort of on a par with those in Europe. They're certainly not the envy of those in Europe, but in terms of sort of punctuality and reliability, that we're more or less in the same sort of ballpark. One thing we do have, which most people don't appreciate, though, which is the envy of trains in Europe, is an excellent safety record. Our trains are amongst the safest in Europe. We haven't had a passenger death on Britain's railways for more than 10 years, and that's something to be proud of. But I mean, when you're stuck in a train that's going nowhere and overcrowded, it's very hard to think in those terms, and it's understandable that passengers do get frustrated.
I see the rail fares going up, and I recognise that there's still subsidy. I'm in favour of us paying the correct amount. I don't want other people who are not taking the train funding my travel. But at the same time, I do want service. I do want the trains to run on time. I don't want to hear explanations. And right now, I've got the worst one coming up, because this will go on right through the autumn. There's likely to be the nastiest of punch-ups coming up of the RMT taking on Southwestern Railways. What is going to happen to me? When will my trains be there? Will they ever be there again?
Well, I'm very reluctant to promise jam tomorrow. I mean, obviously, you know, I want to see a reliable, efficient railway, and above all, a cheap one. I mean, you're quite right, the level of fares is outrageous in this country, and we do have the most expensive railway from the point of view of the passengers in Europe. And also, we have the most expensive railway in terms of industry costs as well. The costs of running the railway, compared to our European counterparts, is about 40% higher.
Why? Why is that?
I have to say that some of that cost is down to the problem of privatisation, where you've introduced a whole new level of complexity and bureaucracy into the railway, which we all have to pay for, that wasn't there when you had that integrated whole of British Rail.
So is Corbyn right to nationalise the joint then?
Well, Rail Future sort of, you know, sits on the fence on this one. I mean, I think you would get rid of that bureaucracy cost element, but I think it's also, we shouldn't fool ourselves that it's going to be a magic bullet, because if the railways were privatised, indeed, as we've seen with the North, East Coast Mainline franchise, you're still getting the same trains run by the same people to the same timetable, just with a different sticker on the front of the trains. So it isn't a magic bullet, but there would be some.
Well, can I just say, Bruce, I'm old enough to remember when they were nationalised, and it was an absolute nightmare. I used to get any train heading towards London. Forget about where it said it was going. If London was the final destination, I used to just jump on it, because I could never be sure when the next one was going to turn up. They were clapped out. Do you remember they had corridors? It was a most bizarre scenario. I mean, I prefer the trains of today and the ideas of today. What I don't like is the fact that nobody seems to be able to say that this train will turn up on time. Why is it so difficult?
Well, I mean, I suppose it all comes down to a number of factors, one of which is investment, and that was the problem with British Rail. British Rail, you may find this hard to believe, but actually British Rail were very efficient at running a railway, but the problem was they were starved of investment, so they were forced to use this clapped-out rail stock, and is why the trains were unreliable. Investment is the key to all our ills, really. Long-term, sustained investment is what will give us decent rolling stock, a seat on the train, and a reliable railway. But that can't be done overnight. So there is investment going in the railway, which is very welcome, but it's got to continue. And I'm afraid it's going to take a very, very long time at this rate of investment to get us the reliable, affordable, punctual, clean railway that we all want.
Right, one last question. How do you see that RMT strike at Southwestern being resolved? I think it'll turn to violence myself.
I don't think it'll come to that. The honest answer is, Kelvin, I don't know, and I'm very reluctant to say that, really, because, you know, I'm supposed to be the voice of...
You're supposed to be the expert.
...the reason on the railway. It is notable, though. Here's the thing. Other railways, other franchises have resolved these problems. Why is it, you know, unique to one franchise? I think we have to look at where these issues have been resolved on other franchises to look for a way forward. But it is regrettable when it comes to strike action. And actually, to be fair, the history of industrial relations on the union on the railways in recent years has actually been very good. So I hope this can be resolved.
Well, you say that. I mean, the drivers actually are gone $53,000 on a four-day week. They get £340 if they work any day. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
It's good to speak to you. Thank you. Right, now, after the break...